This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome back to another live session. Today, I am joined in the studio by the Wood Brothers, Oliver Wood, Chris Wood, Jonna Ricks, together as a trio. Guys, it has been a while. Thanks for coming back and visiting with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The newest record is called The Muse. Information on that at thewoodbrothers.com. I want to start by saying congratulations. 10 years now. You guys have been out on the road as the Wood Brothers.
It's getting about there. Yeah, don't deny it. Yeah, I think it's about 10 years. This might be our 10th year coming up. So.
Is that why I have these spots on my hand?
Is it true that, I read this online, that your dad actually made music with Joan Baez?
He made music. Yeah, they played together. It was right before she blew up, I guess. It was the late 50s, Cambridge. Our dad was going to Harvard. He had a radio show.
Sounds like a cool guy.
He was a folky.
He became a molecular biologist by profession. That was kind of what he was there for. But he loved music and was good at it. And I think part of him probably wanted to become a musician, but he made a wise choice.
Do either of you guys sound like him now that you're adults also?
Sound like him?
Yeah, in terms of singing?
We probably both do a little bit.
There's a blend. I think we always say that I'm just in general, I think I got more of my dad's genes and Oliver got more of our mother's genes, you know, when you sort of look at us and certain personality things. But it's definitely a blend. And our mother was a poet as well. So we grew up with creative writing and music and it all kind of blended together.
Now, early on, you guys went different directions musically. Oliver, you went down south, were playing blues, rock, funk, R&B. Mm-hmm. Chris, you went to New York, did jazz studies, straight ahead jazz studies. Did either of you early on take after your dad's folk style at all?
Well, early on. That's our first influence.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly were influenced by that, but I think when we started actually playing music, we got even more so into maybe his record collection, which had a little more electric stuff and blues and rock and roll and stuff like that. But as far as just what we first heard and what made the first impression was just our dad's acoustic guitar and, you know, his Martin and his voice sitting by the fire, you know.
It's the Wood Brothers live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest album is called The Muse. What do you guys want to do first today?
Well,
we could start with a tune called Honey Jar. It's off the Muse.
Should be, and there's a honey drip off of your spoon. Ooh, honey dripping off of your spoon. Honey dripping off of your spoon. Ooh, honey dripping off of your spoon. Red-headed woman back sometime. Yeah, the last thing you got was a left-handed letter. And you open up the seal like you didn't even know better. Every night you get the same old dream. There's a spoonful of honey where your heart should be. And there's a honey dripping off of your spoon. Honey dripping off of your spoon. Ooh, honey dripping off of your spoon. heart must have jumped a track. You put your lips out in the wind and you hope you get some kissing back. Every night you get the same old dream.
That is Honey Jar. It's the Wood Brothers live on Jefferson Public Radio, a track from the album called The Muse. Now, before the tune, guys, I was talking about how you went your separate ways, and it was coming up on 10 years now that you first kind of got together and started making music together as adults, mm-hmm. because you're different in age, right? By, what, 4 years, something like
yeah.
that? So there was probably a period when you were growing up that you were far enough apart in age and ability that you probably weren't playing that much together.
Well, I mean, honestly, we started, you know, in our teens, both of us getting more serious about music and proficient at it. So there were actually a couple of years where we did play together. There was probably a solid year where we played together. And ability-wise, I mean, Chris has always been at least with me and then far beyond me ever since. So that was never an issue. It was more just that I was older. I moved away early. So yeah, after playing together a little bit as kids, we then... you know, split ways for a long time, a good 12, 13 years before we started playing together and even thought about making it a real endeavor.
And it was really kind of a chance double bill concert that put you guys together on stage?
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like we just ended up at the same club one night,
hey,
but it was, you know, we booked a show where MMW was playing and it worked out somehow that Oliver's band, King Johnson, was going to be in the same town or nearby, so we made it happen. And yeah, so that's a story we tell a lot, where Oliver sat in with MMW and it was just sort of a aha moment, you know, I think for both of us. Oliver just fit into the group so well. It was very natural, and we felt the chemistry immediately with each other, and I think that's maybe what started the idea of working together.
Looking back on that now, was that due to genetics or just talent?
Well, both, but genetics was the thing that caught my attention
that
night.
Yeah, it was really Chris and I that connected, especially, you know.
Yeah, because I think...
we were just like, wow, we're just looking at each other playing, and wow, this is so natural and easy.
Yeah, because, you know, I was playing with John Medeski and Billy Martin, who I felt this psychic connection with because we'd played together for years and years, you know, and I think we had a good chemistry from the beginning, but it was all that time gone by, whereas Oliver jumped on stage, and I felt that immediately, so I knew it was a blood connection.
Had you followed, Oliver, had you followed their music? I mean, you were fairly familiar with what they were doing on
stage.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I still am a huge fan of what they do. So,
fish out of water or anything like that?
No, not at all. It's just the surprising part was, you know, when you sit in with a band, it's usually not, your brother's not in the band. And Chris and I noticed that the chemistry between the two of us was just shocking to us.
Yeah, and Billy and John noticed it too. I mean, it was just felt very natural.
Yeah, so...
When you first started going out on tour together as the Wood Brothers, did either one of you think 10 years later you'd still be doing it?
I don't know. It seemed like such a small little... At first, we just kind of did it for fun.
I don't know. I didn't ever think we wouldn't be doing it, but right. I didn't... You know, it's always been like that for me with MMW, the same thing. I could never picture... I never tried because it just seemed... How can you, you know? Just trying to get by one day at a time and keep, you know, you're following the music. It's not, we're not necessarily following, I don't know, some kind of career thing that you can picture very clearly. It's usually just you get excited about the music and you want to keep doing it.
The Wood Brothers are my guests today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest record is called The Muse. Let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
Well, let's do a drinking song. This is a song from, it's an old New Orleans song called I Got Loaded.
Sounds good.
Thank you. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right.
That is I Got Loaded. It's the Wood Brothers live on Jefferson Public Radio. The website's thewoodbrothers.com. Their latest release is called The Muse. You know, guys, listening back to, what have you put out, 5 records plus a couple of live albums over the last 10 years, something like that?
Yeah, there's four studio albums, a couple albums, live albums.
Two live albums, a covers EP.
A couple little EPs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And across those albums, there's a little bit of everything. There's some folk, certainly, some blues. There's a little bit of country music in there. One of the things that I don't hear a whole heck of a lot is other than some intricate bass lines, is more of the straight ahead jazz kind of stuff, or even songs that come from the Great American Songbook. I mean, you take a lot of things from like the old, you know, like train songs and things like that, but not a lot from the jazz canon. Is that something that,
you know, it depends how you define jazz. And we talk about, people ask, you know, and a lot of musicians are always talking about different genres and those titles, you know, and so, you know, it's not like our albums have a country song and a folk song and a gospel song. All that stuff is mixed together, and I think, you know, depending on what jazz you're talking about, I think there's plenty of jazz in the music too. If you take into account Chris's bass playing and some of the songs that we, that, you know, if you ever listen to Mingus or some Miles Davis stuff, or just groove things that are sort of groove and funky, you know, New Orleans jazz, Louis Armstrong.
I always try to imagine what Mingus and Robert Johnson would sound like together.
Yeah, a little Willie Nelson in there.
Thing is, Modesky, Martin, and Wood, they was all saying, you could say the same exact thing. most people that were into jazz were like, you don't play jazz. Yeah. But then people who liked rock and roll said, well, that's jazz because there's no vocals. Mm. So it's the genres are vague and confusing.
Does it have something to do with the amount of improv that's in the music? I mean, you guys both come from a background, you know, Oliver, especially as lead guitarist, lots of soloing and lots of being out front. And obviously in Modesky, Martin, and Wood, there's a lot of improv. Is it hard to bring the songs that the Wood Brothers create within some sort of structure, you know, 4-minute kind of structure? No. Because you're so used to improvising?
Not at all. It seems it's natural.
It's a nice, yeah, it feels natural. It's kind of framing something, and it feels good to do that. Yet
it's a medium. I mean, this kind of music is a medium that fits in that. I mean, I don't know. I guess you're always, for better or worse, trying to, you know, create something that speaks to people and has a classicness about it. And you don't ever really know exactly what that is, but that's the fun of it. And for whatever reason, a lot of the music that functions that way is about 3 to 4 minutes long.
That is weird.
Nobody knows why, that but there's a lot of numbers in the universe that people can't explain. So
I will say, you know, when we go and play some of this music live, we have the luxury we can stretch things out and improvise a little more, and sometimes we do a little of that, but it's maybe not as much. It's definitely not less improv than a instrumental band would be, but maybe more improv than a pop band might have or something like that. So.
Well, the Wood Brothers, as it exists today, is now two Wood Brothers and one non-Wood Brother.
That's right.
John O'Rick's now in the band. How long have you been officially part of the Wood Brothers?
Well, I didn't get a memo when I was officially in, but I don't know, it's going on 4 years.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. You didn't get that?
Yeah, facts to you, dude.
I put that on my wall.
And you're across the evening, you're a busy guy. Drum set, melodica, and this other thing that you have brought in that is called a what exactly?
It's called a shitar.
Emphasis on the second syllable.
Yes.
Tar, yeah. Right?
Spelling S-H-U-I-T-A-R, just like mm-hmm. guitar.
Did you make it or have it made for you?
It's kind of a hybrid. Me and a friend make these now, and my friend sells them. He made them first about 15 years ago. He started making them.
And you can't play it at all like a normal guitar, correct?
Nope.
It's got a few strings left, and then...
Yes, it's got all sorts of clothespins and tambourine jangles, soup can lids, and the like. Yeah, it's a percussion instrument now.
There have been versions of these for decades and decades, right? This is just kind of the newest incarnation of that sort of traveling minstrel percussion instrument.
I look at it like it's been versions of this for thousands of years.
That's right.
But this is like the newest and most American New World invention of the percussion instrument.
the shitar.
The shitar.
The shitar. Back in 2004, when you guys were forming the Wood Brothers, I'm not sure Americana was even a thing yet.
Right.
But now here we are 10, 11 years later, and you guys are sort of smack dab in the middle of what Americana has become.
Right.
Is that a title or a set of defining characteristics that means anything to you from day to day as you're creating music?
It's just another one of those titles, I think.
Maybe I think it just means that you should have banjos in it or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. But which we don't. So sometimes I wonder if we fit. Because like you have some, now you have pop music and DJ music that has banjos in it. And suddenly people think it's Americana.
Yeah.
Do you feel the resurgence in interest in the kind of music that you guys make? Acoustic-based, folk-based music? Do you feel that when you're out on the road, that there is more interest in it now than what there was 10 years ago?
Absolutely,
yeah.
There's a lot of great bands out there that are, you know, young people that are really into the traditional stuff, but who, you know, came up in a newer generation, and so they've been exposed to all this other sort of stuff that we weren't exposed to when we were kids. So I think there's some people like the Shovels and Rope or something that are doing it their own way, and it's kind of cool.
When you guys released The Muse, you brought on Buddy Miller mm-hmm. To help produce that record and recorded it largely... almost the way that you're here in the studio, largely live, not a lot of separation, different rooms and things. Conscious decision to make it that way?
Yeah, definitely. At least for certain songs, you know, especially the ones with a shitar, in which we play.
Can you say that without smiling? Because every time it has come up, you have cracked smiles.
Well, it's funny. When we're on the radio, we say it in a different way, subtly.
Which makes us
chuckle.
You move the emphasis to the other syllable.
Emphasis.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing it for you.
the listeners.
I think it was one of the reasons that we did it for the Muse, to record all together in the room, was the studio we were at. Southern Grand Studios had this very large tracking room that sounded great. And we wanted to feature the personality of that room. And so we gathered around a sort of a tree of microphones and also had microphones spread throughout the room that captured the sound of the room.
And, you know, to qualify, we also, you know, have an electric guitar set up with drum kit. And, you know, so part of the album is actually a little more rock and roll sounding, in which case we you know, featured the electric instruments a little more and less the room. So there's a balance of things there. But I think maybe what gives the room definitely gave that album, The Muse, a special sound, a unique sound.
And is it true that there is another album coming?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
How far along is that? And do you have any sort of timeline as to when that might come out?
Well, we actually want to go finish it when we get off of this tour. So
should be out by summertime, late summer.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
And will you be out again on tour supporting that one too?
Absolutely. Yeah, planning on the fall, supporting it.
Is it a little easier for you guys to go out on tour now that you're all living in the same general part of the country?
Now we're all in Nashville. It's way
everything's easier. Yeah. It's easier to make a record. It's easier to write music.
Rehearse music for a change.
See your families.
Yeah, families.
It's the Wood Brothers live on Jefferson Public Radio. Oliver Wood, Chris Wood, along with John O'Ricks. Guys, it has been great to see you again. Thanks for stopping by and visiting
with
us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Might I make a request for one last tune?
Please do.
How about The Muse?
Deal.
As I sit on the edge of this never-made bed, old guitar in my lap, a new tune in my head. There she stands in the doorway, just brushing her hair. It's my beautiful Muse in her underwear. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God, whoever you are, for the Muse and this old guitar. Times like these, so sweet and so true, I think is the last thing that you want to do. As I sit on the end of this dirty old bar, trying to work some things out, not getting too far. And as I drown out the voices that are keeping me down, there's a Muse all alone on the other side of town. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God, whoever you are, for all the whiskey in this dirty old bar. Times like these, so sad but so true, thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. Thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. As I sit on the bed in this hospital room, shedding a tear for the bride and groom, the tiniest voice starts to bellow and cry. It's my finest work yet, if today I should die. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God, right here in my arms. Times like these, so sweet and so true, thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. Thinking's the last thing.
That is The Muse. It's the Wood Brothers live on Jefferson Public Radio. The title track from their latest release called The Muse. Oliver Wood, Chris Wood, John O'Ricks, guys, again, thanks for dropping by and visiting with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.